We are going to all make our first draft Jets and Giants win total predictions. I've been studying this for 72 hours. I feel very confident about what I'm about to say, but I warn you, and Tiki should warn you, and Sean and Lukey should warn you, over the next 5 weeks, they may want to turn on the microphone and say, I edit my pick.
Yes.
I changed my mind. And we will keep track of that.
I can promise you that mine will be amended based on how Daniel Jones it plays, more importantly, is protected in the first week of the season. I need to see an actual football game.
No, you can't change after the season starts.
I'm talking about in my mind. It's set in stone. Whatever I say today will be set in stone.
Right.
But in my mind, how I think they're going to do is going to change as soon as I see Daniel Jones take a real snap and get really, or not really, protected by this kind of remade offensive line.
See,
that is going to determine so much. The Jets, I think I'm kind of set on what I think, and I think no matter what happens early on in the season, because they have some big-time primetime games, I think my thought about the Jets will stay the same. The Giants is going to be personally in flux, I think.
Yeah, I think already Giant fans have fluctuated, because not that we're sitting there at training camp, but the early returns on Daniel Jones, and I can't even say this is my opinion because I'm not sitting there watching Daniel Jones on 11-on-11s, but the early returns have been, hey, looks rusty.
Right.
Hey, doesn't look good.
Yeah. And by the way, he should be. He had an ACL injury. He didn't play. Yes, he'd been running around in his shorts and T-shirt, and he looks jacked and huge and massive, and he fits the part, but he hasn't played football in a long time.
Yeah, so with that said, because I think the quarterback situation is going to be like the biggest thing weighing on everyone out
yeah,
there.
It always is.
Where they want to put the Giants win total.
I think that's every team.
I think it's every team, but here's the thing about the Giants, because I do have a win total, and I have an optimistic win total. Mm. That's right. I'm not just a hater. Mm. Sometimes, and there are a few things that led to this, which I'll explain, sometimes things shift towards a positive way. And here's what shifted me towards why I think the New York Giants are going to win 8 games this season.
How
is, is that positive, Tim?
That is. I mean, you said 6 last year.
That's right. And I was basically right. I am at an 8-win total. Now, look, 8 is not enough to make the playoffs. Okay, 8-9 is unlikely to be a playoff team. But before I get into my details, would you all agree, because I'm surrounded by Giant fans, for anyone new to the Evan and Tiki Show, I'm just a lonely Jet fan here on this program. I got the Hall of Fame, the future Hall of Fame running back, Giant legend Tiki Barber. I got super Giant fanboy Sean Morash. And I've got optimistic Tommy, who thinks the Giants are going 17-0.
By the way, positive, optimistic, whatever you want to call it, Tommy is sticking with the Giants too. You're positive for all your teams. I'm just making sure.
Tiki, I have transformed into positive Tommy.
For everything.
Oh, negative Tommy is gone.
Beautiful. Then we can have conversations this football season, you and I.
Wow. Yeah, because last year he didn't want to look at you.
Exactly.
Do you guys agree that me saying as an IFO, because I am, I'm being an IFO. I was an IFO last year when I said you'd suck. Mm-hmm. I gave you the uncomfortable news. I turned out to be right. Would you agree that an 8-win season is an optimistic view from IFO Evan?
Yeah, it hits the over on the Vegas win total. So, yes, it has to be optimistic.
Now, officially, what is the Vegas win total?
7.5.
Six and a half is the Vegas win total.
Yeah, I'm coming in a game and a half up.
I like it. It's 2 up from last year
as
well.
Thank you. Am I optimistic, Lugie?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That actually makes me feel good, Evan. I think I can be your friend for the next 3 weeks until the regular... Is it 3 weeks? 4 weeks until the regular season starts.
Here's what I know. I count down this way. There are 5 more Sundays without football.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I count
I mean, there's football, but you're going to watch it for the guy who's going to be the backup, whatever.
Yeah.
Guard.
I mean, 5 more Sundays without, like, real intense, oh my God, I'm going to lose my lunch kind of football. But I'll tell you, I'll walk you through why I have that optimism, despite my lack of optimism in the quarterback staying healthy. And that's clearly where I'm at with Daniel Jones, the way I've been with him for a long time. I think he can play when he's healthy. I think he can play when he's held upright.
Yep.
You talked about this offensive line, which I think is significantly improved. Again, assuming Andrew Thomas stays on the field, which I'm going to make that assumption. I think this defense is really, really solid. I think he's been given better wide receivers. I think the Giants are equipped to get to that win total no matter what happens with the quarterback, because I think the rest of the team is solid enough. I think the rest of the team has been built the right way. Now, do I have some questions in their secondary? Of course. But I think they have a chance to have a ferocious pass rush, which, as we all remember, was basically the calling card of the team that won a couple of Super Bowls. I like this team defensively. I like the hire of Shane Bowen. I think it's good that Wink Martindale and Brian Daboll are going to get into fist fights every other week. I love the addition of Brian Burns. And so when I say I think they can win eight games, a part of that is going through the schedule. A part of that is assuming that this offensive line will have some level of health. But I get to that number without Daniel Jones having the kind of season that maybe you think he's going to have, because I do like the rest of this roster.
Yep.
And I like the way they can start this year against a Viking team that I don't think is going to be very good. Washington, I think, will eventually continue to improve.
But it's a rookie quarterback.
But it's a rookie quarterback, yes, against that kind of pass rush. I like them getting off to a good start. And I also like the Cowboys and the Eagles coming back down to earth. And ladies and gentlemen, little synopsis, that is a part of why, as an IFO, you guys are winning eight games this year. Congratulations.
I like it. I mean, you look at the first part of the schedule. You go, just go through the first five or six games, and they're all kind of winnable. And even the ones against the division rivals, the Cowboys come first to Giant Stadium, and then the Eagles come to Giant Stadium. They're playing at home. So they're playing these two teams, division rivals, that they're trying to catch at home. So if everything works as it's supposed to, and guys stay healthy, and especially Daniel Jones, and the offensive line is better than it has been, they could start this season like significantly over 500.
Oh.
And so, my thought.
Oh, what total are you giving us?
My thought.
13.
I'm not going crazy. Trust me. Maybe I'll think about that when we start talking about the Jets. But my total this year is exactly what it was last year. Last year, I thought the Giants were going to be 8-9, 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I think they're going to be 9-8 or 10-7.
Wow!
So, if you pinned me, I'm saying this is a 9-win team, because I think there's some tough games, especially as you get later on in the season. Again, still winnable. They could surprise us. Hell, they were three like in game-ending plays away from winning three more games last year, right? They could have won 9 games a year ago. I think they at least get to 9 games. To me, so if you're putting mine on record,
yes,
Kevin, which
yes,
I know you are,
yes,
9-8.
9-8. I don't like where this is going so far, and I'll tell you exactly why.
Marginally increasing over you?
Yes. I thought I was the optimistic one.
But I'm not going to be negative on the Giants.
You're allowed to be.
I can't be, because I look at, you mentioned all the talent. I mean, we know Malik Nabers and Jalen Hyatt is there, but I think about like the tight ends with Belly, who's back for his third year now. You got Theo Johnson, who they were raving about, and I watched him play a couple times at Penn State in some of those wideout games. The kid's a stud. So if he's right, they're going to be good. The running back room is just stacked. Now, there's no Saquons in that room, but you got a reliable Devin Singletary. This kid, you know, Dante Miller looks like he's a burner. Tyrone Tracy, Eric Gray, who hasn't fulfilled his expectation yet, but could. Like, there's just talent. And so when you look at a team that has talent, it's hard to say that they're going to underachieve. And especially with the coaching staff now feeling like it's more cohesive than it was a year ago.
Now, when I talk about how, as we get closer to the start of the season, and this happens in every sport, as fans, you naturally become more optimistic. I noticed that with my fellow Met fans this year. Throughout the offseason, it was negative, negative, negative. Why don't we get this guy? Why don't we get that guy? And then when opening day comes around, you just so want to be positive that you bring in a little bit more positivity. The definition of that kind of person is Sean Morash, because he's such a diehard Giant fan that even in disappointment that they didn't trade up and acquire Drake May, which he wanted to, even in the disappointment that he thought Tommy DeVito was the franchise quarterback 7 short months ago, I know deep down that Sean has already gone to that optimistic side. And whatever Sean predicts right now, which I think comes from a good place, I guarantee he will add 2 games to that win total before the start of the season.
Ah, you're probably right. By the way, I was over at Giant training camp today, sat down with John Mara for a little bit. And as I was watching practice, your guy, Tommy DeVito, threw a tip pick.
Deontay Johnson, right? All right.
I love how you love to bring that up. Yeah,
it wasn't his fault. I mean, he tried to fit it into a tight window. It got popped up into the air and intercepted.
By the way, you being at Giant Camp also adds to the win total. Because I'm telling you, that's what we are as humans. We want to be more optimistic.
Right, especially when you see it.
Yes, so if we did this yesterday, you would have said 8 wins instead of 9 wins. A game gets added, and it's all of us. It's not because, like, John Maris whispered sweet nothings in your ear. It's that's the way we are as humans. Like, wait till basketball season. Right now, yeah, the Knicks will win 52 games. Mm. By the time the season starts, you Knicks fans are going to say 65 wins. So, Sean, your win total.
A positive, optimistic 7-10.
Really?
Oh.
Less than me.
I believe the Giants will be 7-7 and in the hunt, too.
So they're going to collapse down the stretch of the season?
No, I think what's going to happen, they're going to get a little flexy on December 22nd. Giants-Falcons, big game for that wild card situation on Sunday Night Football, December 22nd. They will lose that game, and the Giants will make the uncomfortable decision to pull Daniel Jones. I'm just trying to be realistic. That's
It could be a quarterback at that point.
It could be.
You're on a rookie quarterback for the Colts at that point.
Anthony
Richardson only played like 4 games or 3 games last year.
Keep in mind,
and you got the Eagles that could not want to be playing for anything.
Keep in mind a couple things. It's August 1st, and I know this sounds outlandish. I also like Anthony Richardson a lot. I think it'll be a very positive year, but I think we will have that uncomfortable Christmas time conversation where they decide the injury closes and play with Daniel Jones and he loses those last couple games.
Well, by that point of the season, I'll have had a good book on Anthony Richardson because a CBS schedule came out already.
Yeah.
2 of my first 3 games are the Indianapolis Colts.
Look at that.
So I'll get you
Tiki,
you'll
see the Colts more than the Pagano family.
Wow, so you're at 7-10. I'm more optimistic than Sean. Now I feel better. Now I feel good. By the way, when we do this on the Friday before the NFL season starts, which can't tell you everything about it, could be a very, very special Evan and Tiki show. Very, very special that day. I believe Sean will have that reversed and say 10-7.
Mm.
That is by the time we get to the start of the year.
You're right. Given what you just mentioned.
Yes.
About my visit.
Yes.
I think you're right.
Yeah. He's going to make a visit next week. We're doing our shows out there, even though he's banned from it. He's going to watch a few preseason games. I guarantee by the time we get to week 1 against the Vikings, Sean's going to be saying, yeah, I think this team could go 10-7. So far, I'm at 8. Tiki's at 9. Sean's at 7. We'll get to the Jets in 3 minutes. Positive Tommy.
Positive Tommy's predicting 11 wins. 11 wins for the Giants.
Wow.
The defense will be a top 10 unit. Malik Nabers will go down as the greatest wide receiver in the history of the Giants. Brian Daboll will go back to being the people's champ, no longer the Cowardly Lion. And the reason I'm so optimistic is because Joe Shane signed Disney Plus in the offseason. Now, let me explain that. Brian Burns is an Avenger. Drew and Natalie Locke are Prince and Princesses. Motor is another superhero. And then they signed the clock from Beauty and the Beast. The candle, I should say. Lumineer. Yeah.
Right.
Isn't that his name? Lumineer?
Yes. Right.
Jermaine
Lumineer.
Yeah.
Lumineer.
Oh, yeah.
Close enough.
The candle from Beauty and the Beast.
Close enough. I'm curious. Like, I mean, how long did it take you to write that material?
No, I don't write my material.
He pulled that off the dome. He's like Jay-Z. He just goes in the studio.
I do repeat it often.
Exactly. He spits it because he repeats it. But here's something that might give Tommy's prediction a little bit more credence.
Yeah.
The Giants play some tough AFC teams.
Mm-hmm.
And NFC teams, but a lot of those games are home. So they play the Bengals at home.
Mm-hmm.
They have the
Ravens at home, too.
They have the Ravens at home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Saints were close to make them. They made the playoffs last year, right?
No.
They just missed it. They just missed
Tampa
it. They had to win that last game, and Tampa had to lose.
And they play Tampa at home.
They play Tampa at home. They play the Saints at home, and they play the Ravens at home. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a lot of the tough teams that are out of their division, they play at home.
So it's
a fallacy about home field advantage.
Right.
But it can't hurt.